Dr. Merman, how are you today?
Hey, hi, Tom. Hi, everybody in the studio.
Great. Everybody's in the studio.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing extremely well. Another big year kicking off, and life is grand. That's all I know.
That's wonderful. So I wanted to call in to give some news, because we do have some news in cannabis area, medical cannabis. The Cannabis Review Committee agreed to add chronic pain to a list of qualifying conditions, which is quite helpful, even though it doesn't change that much. We did have intractable pain before, but it's kind of a vague. It's not really a real diagnosis, not an official diagnosis. So we have been diagnosing chronic pain and qualifying people, and now it's more official. So that's a good thing. And by the way, I just heard this little piece on work comp that was before I came on.
Mm-hmm.
And that reminded me that actually work comp covers cannabis for work injuries, just as long as the lawyer helps a person to figure this out. And they do get cannabis covered, and it's not cheap. So that's a good thing. Another thing, let's see. The Alzheimer's disease is already active this year. It's for people who are who have Alzheimer's, and at the same time they are anxious and have some emotional distress or whatever. They really it works for them. It calms them down, so it's quite comforting.
Yeah, see, that's a wonderful. So, that's a big part of it. Yep.
Yeah, it's a very comforting thing. I mean, the first thing that whatever the case, whatever the condition. The first thing I see in people coming for follow-up is their sleep improves and their anxiety goes way down. And that really improves their life regardless of everything else that happens. And, of course, their main condition also improves. And I have a whole bunch of, I want to tell you, like, a few cases that I've seen in the last couple of weeks that are quite amazing. For example, Thursday I had a case of a guy with migraines. He used to have migraines daily. Now on cannabis, he has them only about a couple times a month, and they're knocked out pretty quickly with cannabis vape. So such a great change of life for him. Fibromyalgia cases, quite a few. The pain goes down and they sleep better. Usually no side effects or minimal, like a little dryness in the mouth. One has to realize that cannabis is the safest pain medication available, and that includes everything that's available over the counter. So Tylenol, for example, it's more or less safe, but cannabis is better. Anything like Advil or ibuprofen, they are dangerous drugs, or narcotics obviously are pretty bad, so cannabis is a great alternative. Another case I had this week, a guy I treated for ulcerative colitis. It's a very uncomfortable condition, gives you diarrhea and abdominal pain and all kinds of things. So he went on cannabis maybe 2-3 years ago, got a lot better, stayed on cannabis, then decided to take me up on my offer of homeopathy. So we've treated him homeopathically. Now he needs almost no cannabis, actually, because his condition is well controlled on basically nothing. So he maybe sniffs or vapes cannabis maybe once a week or so.
I see what you
mean. I mean, it's great. Autism cases, I just had a call with a guy with a kid with autism and his mom on the phone on Friday. He's about 16. He's much calmer on cannabis, and his schoolwork is way better. And that's counterintuitive. You know, you think cannabis might make you cloudy in the mind or whatever. No, it actually calms them down, and they do much better schoolwork. So their life, they become much more in tune. A lot of cases of sleep apnea, this is quite amazing. Everybody sleeps better. Some people can tolerate their CPAP better. Others don't even need CPAP. So they all improve. Essentially, no side effects. And everybody reports improved energy in the daytime, you know, better activity. And because of that, I've actually seen several cases of weight loss. totally unintentional, but quite significant. You know, people sleep better. That changes your hormonal balance. They become less hungry, more happy. They have more activity. They lose some weight. So I've had reports weight loss anywhere from 25 to 75 pounds.
Really?
Basically doing. It's amazing. And you wouldn't think, you know, you'd think it's counterintuitive because, you know, we think of munchies on cannabis, and that does happen to some people. But for others, they sleep better, their outlook on life is way better. And they, you know, they go out, they do a lot more activity, and they lose the weight. It's very interesting.
Dr. Merman, we got a question. Oh, by the way, the Mystic Lake Casino talk and text line 651-989-ROCK. If you have a question for Dr. Merman, we do have one question here. This person wants to know, as you go along on cannabis to sleep, as you go along, do you have to take more and more? Do you kind of become accustomed to it? Does your body get used to it? And then you have to do more. How does that work?
That's actually a great question. And you'd think like with a lot of drugs, that's what happens. We're really not seeing that much of this effect with cannabis.
Good.
I've heard in maybe one or two cases over the last 4 years I've been doing it that happened, but most of the time, no. They take some cannabis at night and they sleep through the night, and the dose remains about the same.
And he also wants to know. He also still takes apparently something like a Z-Quil type of thing. Is that going to bother him mixing it with cannabis?
No, you can mix it, but once you see what cannabis does, then you can start weaning down on the other medications, and you'll probably have a better effect. And in the morning, you feel better. I mean, a lot of drugs will induce all kinds of drowsiness, and with cannabis, it usually doesn't happen. You know, people are full of energy and get on with their life. The way that their life improves is amazing. I get blessed every day. They're back to family life. They're back with their kids. They're active, like in PTSD cases. That's what happens to most of them, you know. I just want to make sure that people know where to find us. It's lifemedical.us. You can get on the site. You can send me email. I do reply to all my emails. So lifemedical.us, ask me questions. I've been doing this now for since 2015. I haven't been blessed so often, until I started doing it. It's great fun to do this. Another thing, I spoke with the producers. The prices are slowly coming down on the product, and they are trying to get the flower approved. So that would be a major advantage because that would reduce the price per milligram of the active substances about threefold. So they are working on that. I'm helping as much as I can, but it's mostly in their area. Anybody else have any questions there?
Well, here's a question from the talk and text line again. Tom, can you ask Dr. Merman about seizure disorders and medical cannabis? Thanks, Chris in Burnsville.
Yeah, seizures respond to cannabis. We see quite a few. Some people were on seizure drugs like Keppra and similar and were still getting breakthrough seizures. Cannabis made it better, and then some of them continued with the meds, and others were able to wean them off and just use cannabis for seizures. So it's quite effective.
That's wonderful. So, Chris in Burnsville, I hope that answered your question, because I think it probably did. Anybody else have a question in studio for Dr. Merman?
Doctor, are you a cannabis user yourself? And if so, what's it doing for you?
I'm not. People keep asking me this. And to be honest, I've never tried it. Not even when I was young. But it doesn't matter. It's a medication that works well for people. I tried my mom on it. She didn't like it. Some people don't like it.
Right.
You know, sometimes in elderly especially, it does seem to have more side effects than some of the older people. And she felt like she had some mental cloudiness and didn't want to take it. So we found some other things for her pain. But Most of the time, that doesn't happen. Most of the time, side effects are either none or very minimal, like slightly dry mouth or this kind of thing. And they can be managed. That's what the pharmacists are for.
Tom, can I ask you a quick one?
Yeah.
My wife has used CBD for rheumatoid arthritis, and it's helped her. Would using cannabis be even more beneficial to her?
So it seems that CBD is more of an inflammatory, anti-inflammatory, and THC actually helps with the pain. So most people with actual pain do better with a balanced cannabis medication, not just CBD. Okay. Although some do get a relief with CBD, but usually it's not as good as with full cannabis products.
Marvelous. Another talk and text line. A friend of mine's fiance has fibromyalgia, and she just had a baby a couple months ago. If they were to have more children, is medical cannabis recommended for pregnant women? Jake from Richfield.
That is a question. I don't think I'm qualified to answer.
Oh, good. Well, see, I like that.
You know my limits. I have a feeling, this is just a feeling, that it's probably safer than some other medications that might be used, if anything is used. It's a case-by-case basis. It has to be considered.
That is terrific. So people get a hold of you, they just reach out to Life Medical, Dr. Merman at Life Medical right there in St. Louis Park. I've been going there a couple of years now already. Well, almost a couple of years. It's wonderful. Yeah.
It's lifemedical.us on the website, not .com, .us.
Lifemedical.us. Dr. Merman, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. All the best to everybody there.
Bye. Have a great day, sir. Bye.